Father, I thank you, Lord, for our gathering together today at such a time. We say peace and shalom and grace unto everyone in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your promises to restore. And the word of the Lord unto us today, we pray that the entrance of it, we declare, shall bring light into our lives and into our situations. And it give us understanding. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to share a short exhortation with you today on the subject of pursue, overtake, and without fail, recover all in Jesus' name. Amen. So that's our lesson and subject matter for today. I'm going to be reading on 1 Samuel chapter 30. And the background to this story, of course, David joined himself to the Philistines, and all of his running away and different things, he got involved with the Philistines, and some people joined themselves unto him as well. And in this particular story, David had gone to battle with, alongside the Philistines, and some people that were with him went to battle with him as well. And when they came back, they found this that we're about to read. For Samuel 30 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and had smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but they carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire. This was where they lived at the time. And their wives, their sons, their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and all the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. This was some serious lamenting that they did. And David's two wives had been taken, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. So at this time, the people are angry that this thing befell us, because we followed you. It was something that was even of no concern to us. And see what this has brought upon us now. Everybody wept. David himself wept. Everybody cried. They saw their city burnt down. There was nothing living of their children, their wives. Everything had been carried away. And they really wept sore until they had no more power to weep, we're told. And everybody said, well, it is all David's fault. So let's stone him to death. Well, stoning him to death would not recover your children, but they were angry. And they were acting out in their anger. But we're told that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And how did he do it? Well, there are some psalms you know, that he wrote during various times of his distress. And one such psalm is Psalm 42. And then he wrote there, I said, you know, "Oh, my soul, why art thou cast down within me? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. Why shall I yet praise him for the help of his countenance? Oh, my God, my soul," he said, "is cast down within me." You know, he was facing situations that were so distressing that he had wept until he had no more power to weep. But he cried out unto the Lord. You know, so weeping over the situation, that's one thing. Crying out to the Lord, that's another thing. He cried out to the Lord and he strengthened himself. He said, "Look, I'm going to yet praise the Lord for the help of his countenance. I know he's going to help me. I know he's going to help me." Praise the Lord. One man said at one time, this was Isaiah. He said, "I know the Lord God will help me." That's a good posture to have. Whenever we are in distress, or in a situation that seems to have, it's all dark, there's no light, there's no hope, there seems to be no solution, no way forward, it's a good posture to have. And it's good to remember that the Lord can help you. Isaiah said in Isaiah 50:7, "For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded." This is he encouraging himself and encouraging his soul in the Lord. "Therefore have I set my face as a flint," encouraging himself. "And I know that I shall not be ashamed." And this was his testimony. And this was, you know, what I call his declaration of faith. That, look, no matter what I'm going through, I know the Lord is going to help me. And I will not be ashamed. I am going to put my game face on. I'm not going to let the devil, you know, buffet me with all kinds of gloating. You know, the devil likes to gloat and come at you and say, "Well, see, you know, I told you God doesn't love you. And even the people don't love you. See, they've all abandoned you. You're all alone." You know, what are you going to do now? You know, why don't you just turn back from the Lord? Yeah, I mean, the devil, he has all these things. There were various times that David, you know, felt all alone. In this story here, even though there were others with him in the distress, his own situation was worse because everybody blamed him for the problem. And he felt all alone. But he knew what to do. And we're going to read, you know, what he did in a bit. But here's another psalm that he wrote in Psalm 102. "Hide not thy face, O Lord, from me," he said. He said, "My prayer will I make unto the Lord. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thou thine ear unto me, Lord, and in the day when I call, answer me speedily." David knew where to direct his prayers. Saying, "In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like the grass." You know, I mean, they cried. There was no more strengthen them to cry. Appetites were gone. Say, "I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, his wife, children, everything gone. My bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I am like an owl in the desert. You know, I watched and I saw a sparrow up alone upon the house door. I mean, he felt all alone. His whole world was crashing in and everybody was talking of stoning him. My enemies reproached me all the day that are mad against me, are sworn against me. And I said, I'm going to stone him to death. I've eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping. You know, and they said, well, you know, all of these happened to me, but you will lift me up. You've lifted me up before. Now you cast me down. You know, my days are like a shadow that declined. I am withered like the grass. I mean, this was a man that was anointed to be king, but all his life were run away. You know, Saul was always pursuing him with, you know, for one reason or the other, from one place to another. And yet, he'd be anointed to be king, but he couldn't even smell that throne. He was in jeopardy of his life all the time, to the point where he had to go and join himself to their one-time enemies. You know, so that's how bad his situation was. And, but he said, look, I know the Lord will help me. Thou shalt arise, he said, and have mercy upon Zion. I will arise and have mercy upon us. And he encouraged himself in the Lord. And when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. All these shall be written for the generation to come. The people that shall be created shall praise the Lord. And he began to encourage himself. Felt all alone. Pelican in the wilderness, you know. Owl in the desert. Sparrow alone upon the housetop. Days withered like the grass. Shadows that decline. But he said, I will encourage myself in the Lord. I will yet praise the Lord, he said. And so let's read some more in that story. So he gathered his strength together and inquired of the Lord, you know, how he should and what he should do, how he should proceed and what he should do. Now, at this time, you know, they must assume that their wives, their children, have been carried away captive. They didn't see any slain bodies on the ground. So they knew that they must not have been killed. If they had been killed, nobody would carry away the dead corpses. They just leave them laying around all in their tents. They didn't see anything there. And they didn't see anyone dead on the ground. So they must assume that they are still alive. They were only carried away captive, because we don't see them killed. And as he began to encourage himself in the Lord, well, you know, he went to the priest and said, bring me hither the ephod so I can inquire of the Lord. And David inquired of the Lord and said, shall I pursue this troop that have taken our wives and our children? We know they are still alive. Shall I pursue them? Shall I overtake them? And you know, David, thank God for his heart in always asking the Lord whether he should pursue, if the Lord was going to deliver these people into his hands. He always asked. And the Lord answered him and said, pursue. Now, this is our message today. Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. That's right. And I want to say by the word of the Lord to you for this new year, we're only 10 days removed, and this is day 11 to this year, so we're still right there. Only not even completed 2 weeks yet. But it's 2026. I declare that you shall recover all without fail in Jesus' name. But you must pursue. You've got to pursue in order to overtake. But the promise of the Lord is with you that you will recover all. But there's part that you must do. And so David, he went. When he heard that word, he was encouraged even more. And he gathered himself together. All the people that were with him, about 600 of them. You know, and they came and said, well, we got to pursue and so forth. And after a while, they were split into two. 400 went, 200 stayed behind and so forth. Because they were tired and they could not go on. And then, let's jump here to verse 17. David, you know, of course they met, you know, Egyptian and so forth that took them to where these people were. But let's jump to chapter verse 17. You know, David came to the place where these people were. And the people had been drinking. You know, let me read it from verse 16. When he was brought down to where these people were, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the spoil they had taken, you know. And they were just dancing, rejoicing, that taking captive a lot of people, wives of David and his folks. I mean, you can just imagine how many people they were. If he was able to get 600 out of them to follow him, that's a lot of people. And all of their stuff was gone. And these people were just, you know, dancing, rejoicing, and, you know, just immersed in their victory. So when David came upon them, the Bible said that he smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. My goodness. You know, it's like this love clave to his hand. And all the people that were him, 400 men, valiant men. They went in and among the people, they killed everybody. And only saved a few young men and some camels and so forth. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. David rescued his two wives and all the wives of the other people as well, and all their children and everything. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither their sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that had been taken. David recovered all. Ha! Glory to God. Now, that was the word of the Lord unto him. Pursue them, you will overtake them, and without fail, you will surely recover all. And so at the end, David took not only back his family and the families of all the people, but he took all the flocks and all the herds, you know, and drove all the cattle anyway. And they said, everybody said, wow, this is now David's spoil. So they got even more out of it, you know, and they returned with rejoicing. And when they came to the 200 men that hadn't gone with them, you know, I noticed something in David's heart here. After that, the Lord restored unto him all that he loved and had lost. David was magnanimous. Even the people that wouldn't go with them, some of the people that went with him of the 400, well, Bible said they were wicked folks. They said in their head, well, these 200 people didn't go with us, so they will not share in the spoils. David said, not so, you know, and he, you know, commanded that whether they went with us or they stayed behind, inasmuch as the Lord has given us this great victory, we share. Ah, glory to God. And that thing became a statute and an ordinance until this day. Those that go to battle and those that stay behind. You know, when they bring the spoils, the people that went and the people that did not go, they will share with them. It became an ordinance. The beauty of the heart of David. Praise the Lord. People didn't know this part of this story. People don't read it this far. Just know that David recovered all. But they didn't see how magnanimous he was, even in this victory that he had. Even the people that didn't go with him, he commanded all the others to share, you know, to divide his spoils among them. And this is what the Lord will do for you. The Lord will give you not only the grace to recover all, but the heart to even share. Praise God. After that, the Lord has recovered many things back to you and given you even an overage, more than what you lost. Then remember, remember to share. That's right. To those that, you know, around you. That's what David did. And he shared. But the word of the Lord that was given to him was fulfilled. The Lord said, pursue and overtake, and without fail, you shall recover all. Now, that's without fail. That's exactly what happened. And that is our lesson today. And I am going to use this short lesson to pray for you and to declare the word of the Lord unto you as well. That for 2026, I just think of all the things that you may have lost, you know, prior to the beginning of this year. You may have lost a job, employment, resources, this and that, and what have you. Income too. People lose income. Some people don't lose their job entirely, but they get a reduction in pay. Some people lose their old job entirely. You know, and so on and so forth. I mean, people lost, but have lost all kinds of things. Well, did you ask the Lord what next? See, that's a good thing about David. He would always ask the Lord what next. And even in many battles that he had, you know, with the Philistines earlier, he would ask them, he would ask the Lord, should I pursue? The Lord say, pursue. Next time the Philistines come back, David will go back and ask the Lord again. He didn't assume that just because the Lord said pursue last time, it was always this case. No. He'd go back. He'd ask the Lord again. And the Lord always would give him instruction of what to do. But the lesson that I want you to focus on today is the word of the Lord unto David when he was distressed. This was the lowest point of his life, or at least one of them. In this place, he had lost everything. Not only for himself, but he was responsible for the lives of all the people that had joined with him, all the disgruntled people, and everyone that had, you know, issue and were not satisfied with what was going on in Judah. They joined themselves to David, and he was a captain over all of them. And so, in a way, he was responsible for their welfare and their well-being. And that's why the people blamed him. You know, but the Lord came through for him in a mighty way. I pray that the Lord will come through for you in a mighty way as well. But you yourself must encourage the Lord. I mean, encourage yourself in the Lord. Just like David did. David would not allow himself to be distressed without calling unto the Lord. Distressed, quite all right. Everybody will face distress at one time or the other. There'll be times when your soul will be distressed. There'll be times when you feel like a pelican in the wilderness, an owl in the desert, and a sparrow upon the housetop. You feel all alone. You feel your life declining as a shadow, you know, and it just looks like everything is bleak around you. The heavens look brass and everything. But in those moments, we got to encourage ourselves in the Lord and turn to the Lord, not to the arm of flesh. You got to turn to the Lord and see what the Lord will answer. You know, Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch and see what the Lord will answer me. You must always do that and see what the Lord will answer when you ask him, and he will answer. The problem is sometimes we don't ask him. We just bury our head in sorrow and we don't ask the Lord what next. But I want to encourage you today, when you are faced with the, you know, distress, even beyond measure at times, you know, your soul is distressed. Well, that's what the soul does. The soul is the one that had the capacity for all kinds of emotions. Joy is there at times. Sorrow is there at times. Anguish is there at times. Anger is there. Bitterness is there. Bitterness of spirit is actually happening in the soul. All of these things, up and down. You know, but no matter what you're feeling in your soul, you must cry out to the Lord. That's where deliverance comes. David knew where his help was coming. I lift up my eyes toward the hills, and whence cometh my help? He knew where his help was coming from. My help cometh from the Lord. And even as Isaiah said, he himself knew the same thing. I know the Lord will help me. Therefore will I yet praise him. Ah, glory to God for the light and the help of his countenance. Father, I pray for all your children that are here listening today or might listen later on. The enemy may have buffeted us and buffeted you. Paul said we are buffeted on every side. And whatever the situation may be or might be or might have been, today, let's turn our eyes unto the Lord. Jehoshaphat said, Lord, this company is too great for us, but our eyes are upon you. In our distress, let us cry unto the Lord. David said, my distress, I cried unto the Lord. And I also declare the word of the Lord, the same as was declared unto David, unto everyone here. By the word of the Lord, even in this year, 2026, which the Lord said, the year of my redeemed, the Lord will cause you to recover all. Without fail, he said, but you must pursue. There is a promise that if you pursue, you will overtake. Oh, Father, give us the grace to pursue. Every time David lost something, he pursued. The lion took something from him, he pursued. The bear took something from him, he pursued. The Amalekites took something from him, and he pursued. And each time, the Lord gave him the victory. I pray, Lord, that you will strengthen us in the inner man to get up and pursue. Go after that which was ours that the devil might have taken. It's a promise of the Lord. I will restore, saith the Lord, that which the cankerworm, the caterpillar, you know, the palmerworm, the locust, all of those things have eaten. I will restore unto you those things, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Even the years, our God is the God, the great restorer, the God of the 11th hour. He can redeem the time. It looks like, look, you've lost time, you've done this, and this has been taken from you, and so forth. God can change all of that. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord put grace and strength, power and might into the heart of David to go after this company. And God even gave him help too, through the Egyptian, to find his way. And according to the word of the Lord, he recovered all. Plus, more. And may the Lord grant the same unto everyone. Whatever you have lost, this year be the year of your recovering all in the name of Jesus. And then more too. So David not only recovered all, but he came back with extra spoil. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let our hands be strengthened. Let our heads be lifted up. For there is a lifting up from the Lord, who has seen even the end from the beginning. Say, I will perform and do all my counsel, saith the Lord. Even my counsel will stand. Concerning you, the Lord said, you shall without fail recover all. In Jesus' name, we give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. We turn our situations over to you. In every situation, whatever we are going through, we will declare of the Lord. Say, I will say of the Lord, it's my shield, my help, it's my buckler, it's my high tower, it's my fortress, my hiding place, my deliverer, my salvation. It's also become my song. Glory to God. I will say of the Lord that he is my helper. That's the reason why I come. The song says there's something that makes me come into his presence, because he's my helper. He will surely help me, Isaiah said. I know it. And because of that, I will not be confounded. He will not going to let me be ashamed. My people shall never be ashamed. According to the book of Joel, it says it a couple of different times. My people shall eat in plenty and they shall never be ashamed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, thank you for this grace to recover all, the grace to pursue, the grace to overtake and to recover all. Give each one, Lord, instructions that they need. Ha, to pursue, to overtake, and the promise that without fail, we shall recover all. Even beginning this year, recovery sets in for us in Jesus' name. That which the cankerworm ate and left, the locust came in and ate some more. That which the locust ate and left, the cankerworm came in and ate, and the palmerworm and so on. But the Lord said, I will recover all. Sometimes it seems as if we've gone from one problem to another, going into a deeper hole all the time. It could be finances, it could be losses, it could be, debt and so forth. But we got to stay out of debt. The Lord will pull you out of it. He'll give you how and understanding. You will recover all. People have lost their jobs and lost this and that. They can recover all. Even people have lost their families, lost their marriage, lost this and that. Our God is in the business of recovering. He said, I will restore unto you, glory to God, and you shall be without fail, recover all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.